food security experts warn of complete agriculture collapse in North Gaza by May if the current conditions persist. What are the latest FAO estimations of the damage to the agricultural land in the north and in the entire Gaza Strip?
Frankly speaking, I don't know where the rationale for indicating May as the expected time for collapse, which is not clear to me, because indeed commercial agri-food business and the agriculture sector has collapsed since many weeks ago, especially in North Gaza. While limited household level subsistence is expected to continue if people will stay in the north, because as we know, people were forced to displace from the north to the central and south part. So that part is all gone. Now, if we look at the geospatial assessments conducted by FAO on the damage to the agriculture sector, we already have indicators of 42.6% of total damage. Among those, 45.2% in North Gaza alone, and over 50, almost 55% in the Gaza region, which is the central region. This is to cropland. Now, if we look at the area of greenhouse, we find that 26.6% total damage all over Gaza, from which in the north is even worse, is 48% from greenhouses being total damaged. Whereas in the case of agricultural wells, we have lost 27.7% all over Gaza and 34.7% in the north wells in North Gaza. So north is always the most devastated. Gaza used to export out of Gaza fish, used to export chicken, used to export a lot of products. Besides, it has a even partial self-sufficiency of production of fruits and vegetables internally. So we lost all that, and the magnitude is much bigger. So when we talk about the collapse of the agriculture sector, I can tell you now we lost completely the fishery sector. It's totally went down to zero since October. And there is a major loss of all the animals, because animal fodder and inputs for sustaining agriculture sector were not considered among the emergency humanitarian supply allowed at this minimized level of trucks and shipments that's currently allowed to go through Gaza. Now, we do not see indications of total famine all over the population, but yes, some locations, especially those who struggle to reach out to humanitarian aids, mainly in the north, do face a serious situation of malnutrition, starvation, and some of the population classified as being hit with famine.
Right now, what steps are needed to reverse that course and avoid famine crisis?
To prevent famine and malnutrition, we need urgent action. These are things, you know, once we talk about the IPC classification, especially for the UN and for humanitarian interventions, calls for an immediate intervention and an immediate action for those under IPC5. So IPC5, it is no wait category that we need to immediately intervene. And we, as we see this number increasing, and we're talking about 80% is covered between IPC4 and IPC5, we need immediate action and seriously urgent action in order to stop starvation and malnutrition and of course, avoid or preventing going into a famine situation. The private sector played a major role. Over 70% of total imports into Gaza used to be run by private sector. So it's small and medium businesses that used to bring in most of the food supplies into Gaza. This sector has collapsed completely, and this needs to revive itself quickly, needs to be kind of revived to allow it to be able to bring in most of the urgent needs, especially food supplies.
What can be the long-term ramifications of the current situation on the agriculture and food production sectors in Gaza, especially after the war ends?
The long-term ramifications will be really tremendous. I mean, we're talking about an already fragile part of the country. Gaza is not well developed, and of course, regardless of all the support that's being provided, it remains fragile. Now, that fragility has been hit very badly by the atrocities and the attacks on the whole the strike, the Gaza Strip.
If we talk about the situation in the West Bank, can you tell us more about the impact of increased violence there and the movement restrictions on food security?
Well, the West Bank is a different story. It is not well, it's not good, but not as bad as Gaza. West Bank, the recent escalation of violence has, of course, accelerated the land losses quickly because now the movement and accessibility is restricted and further constrained agricultural production as well, increasing dependency on food imports and humanitarian aid. So there's more and more dependency on humanitarian aid. An estimated of 86.5% of industries indicate a decline in production capacity. This is in West Bank. This is around February. And also, the Israeli government's suspension of work permits for West Bank Palestinians led to an estimated of 208,000 job losses, approximately 24% of total employment in the West Bank. Now, this is a huge loss for the Palestinians in the West Bank. Requiring a permit, many Palestinians farmers are not able to access their lands as Israeli authorities revoked the permissions after 7th of October and faced significant losses with over 1,200 metric tons of olive oil lost in 2023 or the last quarter of 2023, amounting to a direct monetary loss of about $10 million. This is estimated by UCHA.
Mr. Alwar, what is the support FAO providing or planning to provide in Gaza and the West Bank? And we know that there was an event that was organized in Rome recently on Gaza.
Indeed, a couple of days ago, the Italian government has called for an initiative. It's called Food for Gaza. And it was led by the Deputy Prime Minister of Italy and participated by the Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, as well as the Executive Director of the WFP, World Food Programme, and the Executive Secretary of the IFRC. And the three organizations with the Italian government has indicated their commitment and will to contribute to the rehabilitation, reconstruction, and also providing the humanitarian aid needs at the moment in Gaza, specifically to the north part of Gaza. Now at FAO, we are appealing to address the immediate needs of vulnerable farmers and livestock holders in Gaza and in the West Bank, with the total request of funding of about $20 million. That is the appeal that FAO has launched. So we have a number of efforts along the lines that we're planning with all the other UN agencies. And we're waiting, of course, for the situation to clear up, especially the ongoing fighting to stop. And the corridors are more made more accessible and less restricted so we can supply more and more.